These two terms are often confused. One is Jayanti, and the other is Leela. So we say, so Six Goswamis, Jiva Goswami, and the Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva Siddhanta, these words, Leela, which is translated roughly into English as pastimes, is reserved, the word Leela, which would be translated as pastimes, is reserved for Bhagavan. Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, Ram Leela. Or we sometimes hear about Krishna's different Leelas, Srishti Leela, creation, Pralaya Leela, destruction, Pavana Leela, his Leela. Whatever, in other words, whatever Bhagavan does is Leela. Bhagavan is Nitya Janas, Nitya Parishas, that's Leela. Now, the Jivas, whether they're ordinary Jivas, or whether sadhus, or whether they're gurus, they have their charitra. Because in Sanskrit, there's the word charitra and Leela. Sometimes the word charitra is also applied to Bhagavan. Sri Chaitanya, charitam, mrita. But our charita is not amrit. That's the difference. Because we die. So it says charita, amrit. So charita means character. The character, the qualities, the pastimes. And it's amrit because if you hear it, you become deathless. You become eternal. And the katha itself is nitya, it's eternal. So we have charitra, we have our story, the story of so-and-so, or the story of so-and-so. So it's kind of a small point. We say, oh, can you tell me some leelas of you and your Gurudev? Because that's a common word we use. Krishna has his leelas with his devotees, and the guru has his leelas with his disciples. In one sense, it's correct. It's true. There's an analogy. They're both Krishna's enjoying with his Vilas and Leela with his loving devotees, and the Guru and his loving disciples are enjoying their interactions and interchanges, and they're serving Radha and Krishna together. But the correct term would be the. Can you tell me some anecdotes? And these are just English synonyms. Can you tell me some anecdotes or some stories? Not stories like fairy tales or bedtime stories. We know, even though we're using the word stories, we don't confuse it with some, you know, bedtime stories. Can you tell us some stories, some different things you did? We're casual and we're not that exact in our speaking, but just for precision, especially since we may be teachers or propagators of the truth of Gaudiya Siddhanta, so we should know, although these are, you can say, sticky points. So if someone doesn't tell, then how will anyone know? If the parents don't teach conduct and behavior, how will the children learn? It's difficult. So this point is, so when I'm speaking about Guru, you did some things with Gurudev, you went some places, some stories, somehow get around, you know, wiggle your way through the small passage by not saying Leela. That's one thing. Which is synonymous with pastimes. So Krishna has pastimes. We have stories, or we have actions, or we have action interactions, or movements, or whatever. You can get a thesaurus and try to find all the synonyms for, you know, the books of synonyms. So that's it. And a more prevalent one, which apparently was going on way back then, 500 years ago. So it's specifically described in the Sandarbhas by Jiva Goswami, Jayanti. He says the word Jayanti, the Sanskrit word Jayanti, is only for one personality, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Krishna Jayanti. And he has a whole description of the Sanskrit meaning of that, and how that this is the history, and how it's described in ancient Shastras, that Jayanti is only for Krishna. But now we have Ambedkar Jayanti. Ambedkar was some politician of this world, a welfare worker for the poor people of India, or something like that, did a lot of good things for the poor people. So they have it; they celebrate his birthday. That's okay to honor the great ones. We honor our fathers and our mothers and our, what to speak, or each other. That's part of life, to honor our loved ones and respected ones. But that's over the top. Hanuman Jayanti, Ram Jayanti, everybody Jayanti. Gandhi Jayanti. When you say these phrases, people say, wait a minute, this is sacred territory. You know, don't But these, I'm just strictly speaking. Don't misunderstand anyone who hears the tape. Gandhi Jayanti, these are all great, of course, great personalities, great freedom fighters and founders of the modern day free India, as they say. S.C. Bose Jayanti, Subhash Chandra Bose Jayanti. That's also nice. But just, I'm just telling, as devotees, we, these things will be written for time eternal in Hindi panchangs and calendars. I have one. This Jayanti, I said, my God, everyone has a Jayanti. Everyone is born as Jayanti. But according to the strictest understanding of Shastras, this word Jayanti is actually reserved only for Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Because I studied and read these things and heard from my gurus and teachers. I'm just sharing them. They're fine points. If you want to be fine about your tattva understanding and refined and very refined about your presentation, this would be the strictest way. We don't go around correcting anyone or saying, oh no, it shouldn't be like this. This isn't the way. These are ancient, ancient standards, thousands of years old, hundreds of years. I really don't know how it all begins. It's something like, it reminds me of something like this. Someone comes out with a movie called Mahabharata, all about the Mahabharata. Then someone comes out, and it's very popular, a great movie. I never saw, but people told. And then there's another movie came out. Oh, there's Mahabharata. What about Ramayana? So they made Ramayana, maybe someone else. Like yo, you did that, then I'll do one upmanship. So that's very good, because they're competing to distribute the glories of Krishna and Ram and their devotees. The Mahabharata is the great Shastra also, and great teachings are there of Bhagavan. And same with the Ramayana. So now they were very successful. Everyone liked very much. They learned very much about from those movies. I think so. I've been told. I have not seen them myself. But then everyone else was thinking, well, what about our God, you know? So then there's a movie about Hanuman. Then there's a movie about Shiva. Then there's a movie about, Santoshi Ma. And, you know, every kind of person you can imagine, you know, Shitala Devi. Did you see the movie on Shitala Devi? She's the goddess of smallpox. You know, Shitala Devi. She's a goddess. So everybody has to make a movie to glorify the Rishta. And that's also very good, the Mahima. So I think that the word Jayanti is something like that. This is my idea, that Jayanti was, thousands of years ago, was only Krishna Jayanti, and no one had any problem. But over time, people said, hey, what about Ram Jayanti? Yeah, what about, hey, you're Krishna Bhakti, you're saying Krishna Jayanti, and we just say Ram Nomi. Oh, it's not fair. Ram Jayanti. This is what I understand. I may be wrong, but this is what I've learned and what I've understood. It's a small point. We celebrate all the appearance days of all these great personalities and devatas and forms of Bhagavan. Shiva and Hanuman are basically one. And then we have Advaitacharya and Shiva, Mahavishnu, all these tattvas. It's a Chintya Veda Veda Tattva. All these different, you can say, forms of Bhagavan, different expressions of Bhagavan, they're all to be worshipped and honored. So it's not wrong to say Hanuman Jayanti or Ram Jayanti. Don't misunderstand and don't go correcting everyone. Oh, I know the truth now. It's only Krishna. You have to go with the flow. When the straw is moving down, in the Ganges down to the ocean, it just goes with the flow. And some other straws get on top, you know, and some little moss gets on top here and there. And they stay together for a while, then some currents and waves come, and then the straw is again by himself. So you just go with the flow. You don't try to change the direction of the river. So the river of popularity and the river of thought on various concepts is somewhat divergent than what we may have learned, but just for our own understanding.